Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
8 minutes it is to 6 o'clock. On Friday, the Department of Basic Education announcing that following the advice from the National Command Council, as well as consideration by the Council of Education Ministers, that schools will no longer reopen on the 25th of January for educators and the 27th of January for learners. This is public schools we're talking about, of course, but that those dates will be pushed out now to the 15th of February for the learners. Teachers coming into school on the 1st of February, with school management teams still reporting for duty on the 25th. Problem is, some of the independent schools had already gone back to school. They started last Wednesday. Cura indicating over the weekend that they will continue with face-to-face teaching this week, despite the announcement from the department. But I thought we'd get the National Alliance of Independent Schools Associations on the line this morning. Their chairperson, Mandla Mthembu, joins me on the line now. Mandla, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners.
What is the general directive that you have given to your association members?
Well, the National Alliance of Independent Schools Associations has actually written a communique to all our associations and member schools, advising them to heed the call by the Deputy Minister that we postpone the opening of schools to the 15th of February. Given the rise in the coronavirus infections and that the second wave seems to be even more dangerous than the first wave, and we are all concerned and very sensitive to the need for us to do whatever we can do to save lives.
Can I confirm that the Cura Group of Schools then is not a member of your association, are they?
Yes, indeed. The Cura is not a member of our association.
All right. I will not ask your opinion then on them continuing with face-to-face.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So what are you advising?
But you can tell them online, you know, if you want to really get their opinion. They will be able to answer you.
No, without a doubt. Mandla, had any of your association members returned to school this past Wednesday, as some of the independent schools had done so?
Yes, indeed. They had the number of them which had opened on the 13th of this month. And everything went well, and many of them were actually opening school today to continue with the academic calendar. However, given the announcement last week by the Deputy Minister, we then sent a communique to all of them to say, well, we were consulted by the Department of Basic Education as NAISA, and we had a meeting with them. And they did a presentation to us about what is being advised to them by the National COVID-19 Command Council and the need for everyone to really look at this. And the fact that they came to us and even said we are not necessarily instructing as such, but we are appealing to you to use your judgment. But we really, really would want to see you also falling in line in terms of delaying the opening of schools, because the increased volume of people on the roads and our children and parents going to school is not going to assist in helping to flatten the curve of COVID-19 injections.
I imagine then that all teaching shifts to an online platform, right, as we saw for a significant part of 2020 last year.
Spot on, Africa, indeed, because many schools from last year began to even invest in that, to build capacity to provide learning and teaching in an online platform. And but I must also hasten to say that it's not all independent schools that can afford that. They, a majority of them are low fee to medium fee schools. Some even, they get subsidies from government. And so you find that those which cannot do online programs have become quite creative in terms of how they go forward to support learners at home. For example, a number of schools have got what we term drive-throughs, where parents would actually drive through without getting out of their car, come to a station inside the school and get the materials for their children, like workbooks and worksheets and all of that, and then drive away, sign and drive away. But of course, observing all the health and safety protocols while doing that. So these are the means that schools have adopted to support learning and teaching while kids are at home.
Let me ask before I let you go, Mandla, how has your network of schools been affected by the numbers of teachers who have been reported dead as a result of COVID-19? An extraordinary number was being reported, of course, and I believe the number of teachers who have passed away in South Africa are bigger than the numbers of healthcare workers and police officers combined. Any of your schools affected by the numbers of people dying who are in the teaching profession?
Yes, indeed. I mean, there are many of our schools which have lost staff members and teachers. We are busy trying to collate that number so that at least we can have the exact figure. We don't want to come such figures. But indeed, we also have been impacted where we've had high rise in infections and also teachers dying and staff members dying and even children getting infections. So we want to get the exact figures. We are going to be having our own survey to that effect. Then we can give you the exact figures.
Indeed. Mandla, thank you very much for your time this morning. Mandla Mthembu is the chairperson of the National Alliance of Independent Schools Associations, distributing a communique to the association members to heed the call and advice by the Department of Basic Education to delay the formal start to the calendar. The school management teams will report for duty on the 25th of January as advised by the department. Teachers will follow on Monday, the 1st of February, and then learners will return to school on the 15th of February. In the meantime, online learning and homeschooling where possible is obviously going to be followed by those schools. Cura is not a